This chick's hot too. God damn. Instagram. My face is falling off.
Do this whole podcast with a boner and not even think twice.
I'm uncomfortable with that.
At least you're on the far side.
This is true.
Smell like it's just the tip.
We need a different table. We're so far apart right now.
I know. What are we in fucking medieval times? That's how we're set up too. Like the fucking king gets right in the middle with a big pig comes out
know,
and shit.
I know.
Alongside Silent Mike and Jimmy.
Alongside Mark Bell. Smelly, that's your cue. Read the fucking script.
He's trying to plug something in.
Name that sound.
Sounds like some M&M's.
Yeah, you would, you fatty. Like Slim Shady, or? Mm-hmm. All right, what are we talking about?
I'm looking at the framing here. I think we're a little bit off. Oh, well.
Try to get my fucking phone to stop being a motherfucker.
That's the sound of a goddamn monster.
Huh? What?
Welcome to 2015.
Is this coming out in 2015?
Yes, it is.
Happy New Year!
Are we in a time machine?
Who dropped the ball?
We're in a time machine.
Who's the guy that hosts the New Year show? That old guy he hosts it every year?
He's dead.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
Bob Hope?
No. He's even deader. Dick Clark.
Dick Clark. He did die.
Yeah, Bob Hope is really dead.
Who's going to drop the ball now that Dick's dead?
Ryan Seacrest.
Isn't that a little weird that Dick dropped the ball?
I don't know.
You don't think that's weird?
I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
That dropped the ball and
I don't
on
know.
TV.
New Year's Rockin' Eve?
I don't know.
With Dick Clark.
I don't watch things like that.
Whatever, you're talking about Good Day America or something with Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj? I was talking about Today.
Oh, Today Show.
The Today Show. Who doesn't watch that?
It's not as good as... I love...
My kids turn that shit on in the morning.
Jimmy Fallon. He's so funny. He cracks me up.
I don't watch a lot of that.
Ain't
nobody got time for that.
Well, Jimmy Fallon is 12 at night.
I know.
I got time for it.
Jimmy Fallon's like right in your wheelhouse.
Yeah. Me and him would be besties.
Yeah.
BFFs.
My wheelhouse?
Don't you think?
What does that even mean?
My wheelhouse? Yeah, what is a wheelhouse? A wheel well, I kind of know what that is, but
well, I don't know.
Is a wheelhouse like the thing the little fucking squirrel runs on or gerbil or whatever?
Oh,
like,
what is that called?
A piece of cheese.
What a sad life rats have. I was listening to some of the studies they run on those things, and they pumped cell phone radiation through their faces like 6 hours a day to see what happened.
Yeah, but we're doing the same goddamn thing.
I know. Well, that's why they did it, and guess what happened?
Nothing.
Testosterone.
Oh, really?
All their gains straight out the fucking door.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I got small balls. It's this huge phone.
Yeah. Do you carry it in your lap when you're driving?
Yeah, sometimes. Smelly got me this huge, awesome phone for Christmas, and it's taking away all my gains.
Now your testosterone's in the fucking gutter.
Is that the master plan?
It's sucking away all your gains.
Something like that. Some shit like that.
You need to take a trip to Gainsborough.
All right, what are we talking about? I'm going to go back to the script. Let's check it out.
You got a script?
I got a script.
We got some shit from Skins. They sent us some shit.
Yeah, holla!
It's
the power briefs, I think.
These are cheating. This is what the a lot of the raw people are going to start doing. You know they are. Except for the people in the USAPL when they check your underpants.
Why do you have to wear cotton underpants?
But for some reason, whenever I get them, I got to sniff the crotch a little bit, even though I know they're new. Got to make sure that no one used them.
Yeah, those are comfy.
Check them out.
I didn't throw on the power pants yet, but I threw on just the regular
stuff. But
standard.
It has a little seam in the front here for the semen.
I thought it was the back for the boo hole.
No, look. It's fucking...
A little bit of semen in the front?
For the cack. Look, that's for the cack. Right there. That's going to cause some fucking...
Tip chafage?
Some rough times. Yeah, you're going to have to lube up before you get into those bad boys.
Somebody asked me on Instagram or something. I'm wearing spandex or... Compression pants are like, do you go commando in those things or boxers underneath? I was like, they're tights, man. You don't go. You got to go nudie under them. I put shorts on mine.
Well, I mean, just a general rule of thumb, your underwear can't be too like bigger than whatever you're wearing over top.
How uncomfortable is that? I've never really done that with underwear, but even t-shirts. Like I'll wear like a t-shirt and then like a long sleeve shirt.
Yeah.
If the underneath shirt is bigger, it's so uncomfortable.
The long sleeve shirt, even if it's tight, it can be worn under the t-shirt.
Yeah, and then you turn into fucking Marcus and Fat Dave.
Well, I don't know. No, that was cut off.
What were they doing? Compression shirts and sleeve cut off. That looked like they ripped it off. They didn't even take the time to cut it nicely.
It was a weird day. I don't know what was
going
on.
Who are those guys?
They looked awful.
You looked the worst.
Well, I was just trying to prove a point.
You had like a button. Or a
Things got weird.
This gym's weird. I got weird last night. We were lifting in the gym. We're getting the whole place fucking decked out, thanks to Smelly.
Getting
it painted. And I got so high there in my deadlifts, I got the worst headache.
Oh, off the fumes?
Yeah, I left here and I was like, I do not feel good.
Because it's been raining out nonstop, so we couldn't keep the door open.
Yeah, the door, it was pouring. And so I didn't know what was going on. But the pouring didn't stop my sprints.
It's a little...
out there in the rain.
Yeah, actually,
like
they're...
Rocky fucking Balboa.
Be looking for a little bit of footage of that, because I shot some of that out the door while you were running.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I don't know if Rocky really trained in the rain. Why doesn't he, though? He runs every morning.
I'm only happy when it rains.
No? No. I think it's before my time, too. I think it's before my time.
Song.
Okay, back to the script. Sorry, I put my phone down. I got
so yeah. If you're watching the video version, you'll see that the walls are painted, but there's nothing on them now.
There'll be shit on the walls
except light. There's light on the walls.
All right, the newest thing to the Instagram worlds is Mark Smelly Bell and I are going to start posting our workouts on Instagrams, almost like a log.
It'll be $20.
So what you'll have to do is you can't look. Like, if you see it and you haven't paid yet, you better scroll through. This is on the honor system.
It's just at Silent Mike with 2K's PayPal.
Yeah.
$20.
Yeah, give me $20. And if you haven't given me $20, you can't screen cap it because that would be illegal.
Yeah.
And that would upset us.
Yeah, that would make us sad.
And then I won't be able to feed my puppy. He's not going to be able to get any food.
How are people going to know how to work out unless they get, like, specific programming from programmers?
We're doing an Insta-program.
So
Insta-P.
You know, how are people supposed to know what the fuck to do? How are people going to understand the principle of, like, working hard and then working harder every single week without, like, quote-unquote expert coaches holding their hand every step of the way? How they not understand that?
I don't know. But
I just think it's impossible to figure out. It's too complicated.
I think most times people do focus too much on, per se, program and less on, like, their form.
What percentage did you use last night? 81.7%?
82.6.
Oh, okay.
What do you think? I'm a fucking rookie? 81.
Well, I don't know. The way the bar was moving, it looked like 81%.
I do. Yes. We're being
facetious.
We're doing that. But I would rather have, like, I do like Tendo units. I do want to fuck with one of those.
Nintendo 64?
Yeah, just hang it on my bar.
Or the original Nintendo.
Well, you always go better, right? So super. I need the super Tendo unit.
How much Nintendoing have you done in your life? Did you know about the regular Nintendo? Did you have one?
Yeah, I had the regular Nintendo.
Do you remember how impossible it was to get the fucking game started?
When?
Yeah. Yeah, you had to blow on the blow on the cartridge, and then you had to, like, just barely put it in.
Wiggle it around.
And then you had to, like, get it so it was, like, maybe, like, 3/4 of the way in and barely, like, stuck.
When did Nintendo come out?
Oh, probably in like 86 or something like that.
So
that's a good question. I don't know.
I probably got it in 93 or something like that. Like, I think Sega might already been out, and but I only got the first Nintendo, you know?
Sega Dreamcast.
And I'm fucking blowing on this thing, probably passing out as a kid. I'm like 6 years old. I don't have that much air, and I'm trying to get
cartridges were amazing, though. They were great.
I'm trying to get fucking Duck Hunter to play.
Goddamn Duck Hunter.
And then that gun wouldn't work. You had to bang it right against your fucking TV because the sensor sucked.
Yeah, and you're trying to pick shit off from far away.
Yeah, it's too hard.
Paperboy. My mom was obsessed with
it. I didn't play that. I played on regular Nintendo Mario.
Nintendo's frustrating me. Why won't they release some fucking apps? Like, why isn't there a fucking Mario app? I'd play that shit all day long.
I don't know why there's pretty shitty games on here. I don't know why you can't download. You can on your computer.
Just give me some fucking Super Mario.
Yeah, but you on your regular computer, you can get Nintendo, Super Nintendo, and Sega. Every single game. I don't know why you can't do it on your phone yet.
It's so sad. Remember that time you were pumped because you had Madden and you had like a free version of it and then you couldn't play it on the
dude.
You had some cheap version.
I think we're
going
to it was cheap. We're going to the Arnold maybe. So I downloaded Madden for free on my iPad and then it wouldn't let me play it.
You couldn't do shit.
Madden's okay. Do you ever play Blitz?
Yeah, that's funny.
You're fucking
the arcade version?
Yeah, you're fucking...
And there's a basketball version of that, too.
Yeah, like Jam.
Yeah, you fucking throw the ball and it's like on fire and shit.
So
he's on fire!
Yeah,
I think
his head gets
that,
bigger or something for some reason.
He's on fire! Yeah, his head does get bigger, doesn't he?
Something like that. I don't know.
It's like Charles Barkley and Jordan and fucking Bird.
Charles Barkley's amazing. I went to the Kings game last night and it was cool. And, like, from across the way, Mark Jackson. You know Mark Jackson.
Yeah.
He was announcing, and I was, like, trying to tell...
He was a coach for a long time, right?
Yeah, he was an amazing coach. He played Golden State, and then he played for the Knicks forever with Patrick Ewing. He's amazing.
Wasn't he the coach of the... No, wait, that's Doc Rivers, something of...
Yeah, Doc Rivers.
Oh, he coaches the Celtics, right?
All those black guys look the same.
Yeah,
Doc Rivers was with the Celtics when they won the championship, and now he's down with the Clippers with all the racists.
Son of a bitch.
Okay, there's a lot I didn't know about Nintendo. One of them being that they started out as a trading card company in the 50s.
Like Pokemon cards?
Yeah.
Pokemon!
That kind of thing. And then in 83, they launched Family Computer. And in 85, they reworked the box of Family Computer, and it became the original Nintendo.
But when was Nintendo out?
Yeah, about probably 85, 86.
Man, I wasn't even born. That's
just
old.
Game Boy came out in 88.
Wow, Game Boy's that old fucking A, man.
Yeah, well, actually, it was released in 89 in Japan.
Tecmo Bowl's before 1992, I think, also. It's like probably 1988, 89, I think.
Probably so.
I don't know if I played
Because it had
that
fucking
either.
Bo Jackson on there. He'd fucking kill people. He'd throw people up in the air like they were goddamn popcorn.
Nintendo was great. Yeah, I don't know why I only got Nintendo in like 92, and then I skipped a bunch and went to like N64. Did you ever play N64?
You guys know my Nintendo story?
Which one? I know one with go ahead, lead the way.
All right, you probably do know. I'm going to use Bo Jackson here to open up my monster.
Only a $500 rookie card.
Hey, at least it's in a sleeve.
Yeah, Bo will be all right.
He'll understand.
He's got a fake hip, but he's hanging in there.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't open it with his hip.
God damn, where are you, Bo Jackson?
Is it really his rookie card? Let's see this thing.
I think so.
Or maybe rookie? His second year? College Auburn. He was drafted in 1987, and the card's from 88.
Son of a bitch.
That was the year I was born.
Son of a bitch.
Apparently, we were revisiting the 80s today. And
he won the Heisman Trophy in, like, 86, I think. Son of a bitch.
He was handsome. You're a handsome son of a bitch, bro.
You know who looks just like him? Not
me. I know.
Not to say that black people look the same again, but Jesus Christ. Him and Steve McNair, they look a lot alike. I watched the whole thing on Steve McNair.
A young
Steve
McNair?
Yeah.
What happened with Steve McNair?
He fucking got blown up by his bitty that he was humping.
What a bum.
He got shot. He got fucking shot. That was a crazy story. I was watching that shit. But anyway, my Nintendo story. me and my brother, Chris, we were wrestling, and we were always killing each other. And he, like, pushed me, and my giant ass hit the wall, and it put a big fucking dent in the wall. And if the wall was, like, dented anywhere else, you probably wouldn't really notice it, especially because, it's at, like, butt height. So, like, who...
Is this in your living room or something? Parents?
It's upstairs in our house, but it's, like... It's eye level with, like, the stairs. When you're coming up the stairs, as you go to, like, turn, it's, like, eye level. So we're like, shit, you know? And I didn't want to tell my dad. I didn't want him to, like, flip out. Like, back then, he'd have an episode about once a month where he'd just flip the fuck out. And we were like, holy shit, you know?
Yeah, make sure you guys understand him still.
Yeah, he got three boys, and, you know, none of us fucking listened to him. So he had to flip out every once in a while, you know? And my mom's a pain in the ass, so you can only imagine. But, yeah, he's coming up the stairs. He came home from work, and he goes, son of a bitch. He goes, what the fuck happened to the wall? And me and my brother, we didn't, like, say anything. And then we're like, oh, shit, you know? And he's like, somebody knows something. He's like, somebody must know something. And we're playing Nintendo. My dad rips the Nintendo out of the wall, opens up the window, and chucks it out the window while my brother and I are still holding the remote control.
Just crying.
Yeah. He's like, you're going to break my shit, I'm going to break yours. He throws it right out the fucking window.
What would then Nintendo cost then? Like $100?
Something like that. But it was like later that night, we were trying to like, the garbage was getting picked up like the next morning.
Uh-huh.
So it was like Operation fucking Save the Nintendo. So we kept trying to figure out like, you know, how do we go out there without him knowing? And how do we like grab
Sneak
it out of there?
And fix it.
I think Mad Dog, you know, he doesn't care about getting in trouble. So he went out there and he figured out. He got it out of the garbage can or whatever. And then every time people would come over, people would be like, dude, what the fuck happened to your Nintendo? Because it still fucking worked. It was like possessed by the devil. I was like, hey, it's a long story. Just forget it. You'll never understand.
That's great.
It's battle damage. Battle damage Nintendo.
It had no top to it. It's just like computer parts and shit.
Oh, it's like cyborg battle damage.
Yeah.
It's like the Terminator.
I'm looking at our script, and for some reason you have Little Smokey on here.
Oh, yeah, because he's cute. I figured we talk about
him. I talked about him, Little Smokey, and people don't know why we call him Little Smokey, and I told him I don't really know. When we knew him, or when we named him, he wasn't looked like one, but now he looks like a sausage.
Yeah, he's a fat little sausage.
Yeah, he's a fat little sausage now.
Yeah, Little Smokey is those sausages that you buy that have the like the cheddar cheese in them.
Yeah, an appetizer wiener.
Yeah, better cheddar worst. I've had those. What a is few he of those
like,
in my day?
He's like 5'6", 180 of just yeah. all round.
He's 5'4".
He looks like a puppy. You know, just like a fat stomach.
He's pushing 5'4" on a good day.
He's fat and gross.
With his Olympic shoes on, maybe he's 5'4".
Yeah, but he's useless.
I put his name down there because I can't remember why now. No, I just put his name down there because he is somebody who does multiple sets with the same weight, and you just don't see that often in powerlifting. A lot of times people are like, well, if I'm going to do another set, I'm going to go heavier. You know, but you could – there's a lot of different ways of looking at it. You can just get in a certain amount of volume for the day.
Right.
You can just get in a certain amount of work.
And I know that's what he looks at a lot.
You know, if you're somebody who your goal is to get to that next 100 pounds or whatever the goal is, you want to bench 300. Maybe you bench 250 for six sets of two or six sets of one. That'd be a shitload of work for the day. I have no idea what the fuck percentage that is, but that would be hard.
Yeah.
It'd be difficult. It'd be challenging. And I think that's all he's looking for. Sometimes when he's doing those multiple sets, I notice he'll add 5 pounds, he'll add 10 pounds, and you know, he's just doing it by the way he feels, I think. I don't think he's – I know he kind of writes stuff out, and he likes to analyze it a little bit more, but
– that's how he started, I know. He was a little more percentage-based. He claims it's his bench workout, and I actually showed it to him and told him how to manipulate it, and I got the original template from our boy Aaron Palko over at Rogue, who just ran like a simple bench program where one day's really high volume, and the other day is like 8 sets of 1 at 90% of your max. And I took that and tried to manipulate it a little bit more and turn it into something like daily undulating periodization and give it a Little Smokey. And all of a sudden, Smokey's a bench master. Yeah,
now
Smokey.
It's his thing.
Smokey's like, I literally overheard him like, Casey, do you want to do my workout or not? All right. I'm like, oh, okay, Smokey, you little piece of shit.
Well, the main thing is to is figure out a way to get yourself used to lifting heavy weight.
Right. Yeah. So, and here's the thing, Aaron, not the biggest guy. He's
fucking jacked.
Well, he's jacked, but he's not
he's
particularly
short.
Tall.
He could be a Little Smokey's brother.
And he's 85% ass.
Yeah. You and I met him, was not that big a guy, really. And I think he's one of those people that sort of defies your initial impression too, because I wouldn't have guessed that he would end up as strong as he is now.
Yeah. Well, he's way into it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think a big thing too, like Mark said, is getting yourself used to lifting heavy more often is you know, I think Louis Simmons even quoted like, well, why do we do the dynamic day? Well, because we couldn't handle two max effort days.
Right.
And so like the cleaner your form is and the more efficient you move in all three lifts, the heavier you can train them in terms of intensity and volume. You know, people always try to say like, well, Dan Green does this and Aaron Lillibridge does this.
Are you anything like Dan Green?
They have so much fucking muscle and they're so efficient in their movements that they don't get beat up. If your bench form is off, and your bar path isn't straight or isn't correct, your shoulders are going to take more of a beating than they need to per the volume. So then once you start handling a bunch of volume, you're going to get tweaks and you're going to get broken down worse than just the workout because of your inefficient movement. So, yeah, volume's great. Frequency's great. Percentages are great. But doing a 5x5 at 80% is pretty an average workout for anybody. But if you're efficient, you might be able to do it at 85%. And so that's when we're talking about like program is bullshit. Like don't worry about it. It doesn't work for everybody.
Well, also, too, if you're really strong, 85-90% for 5x5 is not going to happen.
Right. If you're squatting 1,000.
If you're very weak, then it will probably be fairly easy for you. You know, so it always depends on the person. That's why I don't really like to make a huge deal of it. Just, you know, find a weight that you want to do for the day. Allow the reps and or the weight to dictate what you're going to do, and just fucking keep doing it and repeat it.
And also,
if you feel good, go up. If you don't, stay the same. Yeah. You know,
when Mark goes on a programming rant about how much bullshit it is, you know, we have an idea of what we're doing. We basically use a conjugate template. Mixed in with a little more high frequency now that we're squatting 3 times a week and some, you know, we mess with things here and there, but we have an intent and we know what our goal is overall, and then we know what our goal is within a month, and then within a week we know we're going to go heavy twice and a little bit lighter twice.
You guys are doing a lot of bodybuilding style assistance stuff
trying to get
on off days, which, you know, that's a Louis thing that was never really written into West Side.
Yeah.
Louis just did it. You know?
Yeah. And same with, like, you know, I'm doing sprints, and part of it's so I can eat more, but also part of it's just to get my work capacity up. I'm recovering like a motherfucker right now. I feel like an engine, you know? My strength isn't quite where I want it to be, but my recovery, I feel great. I'm fucking plowing.
Well, you still want to be able to be somewhat athletic, you know? But you still want to be able to jump and to be able to run and to be able to do certain things. So why not incorporate some of that so you don't lose it? You know, use it or lose it. If you stop using it, it's going to fucking disappear at some point.
Well, then what's going to happen to my wee-wee?
Same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah, same thing.
It just disappears.
Yeah. Sorry.
It'll run away and crawl into your asshole.
Good thing I have the wee-wee protector in my new panties.
Yeah, and your new skins.
Well,
foreskins.
Sometimes I've been known on this program to go a little too far into the... Why is my phone...
Into the butthole?
Well, yeah, actually, this is a butthole
butthole
thing.
Butthole!
Okay. So, you know where penises came from? They came from anuses.
Uh oh.
That everything that has a penis, it grew over time through evolution out of an anus.
Does that have to do with mold or something?
I don't know. I have any idea.
Spores.
No. I'm so confused.
Yeah. Trust me. I was
your
really
dick just came out of your ass, Mike.
But
get your dick out of your ass. Is that kind of like get your head out of your ass?
But when you factor in the fact that on the internet everyone measures from the asshole, it's totally correct.
See. Yeah, that's the start of origin. Yeah. I start from the back of my head, though.
So your dick came out of the back of your head?
Yeah, exactly.
What's that movie with Adam Sandler where he has boobs on his head or something? Oh, fuck. He's like the devil's child.
Where were you?
Little Nicky. Little Nicky. In Little Nicky, for some reason, he puts boobs on somebody's head.
He's got weird movies.
He wrote a bunch of those, didn't he?
I think so.
Yeah, he's just so psycho. It's so funny.
He's got some weird shit. Yeah.
Hanukkah, oh Hanukkah. Those things crack me up all the time.
Oh, yeah. It's that time of year, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Hanukkah started, I think, yesterday.
Yeah, except that we're in the future. So
Hanukkah started 3 weeks ago.
It's in the past.
It could be.
Talk in the future. I'm so confused.
Talk amongst yourselves. I got to grab a monster.
Where's Michael J. Fox when I need him? Oh, I have one right here.
Who?
Oh, yeah.
We're passing the fucking monster.
Flux capacitor?
Yeah, I need a flux capacitor. I need
how come no one's ever sent us? No one's ever sent us one.
What people?
This fucking podcast is bullshit.
Like, we have some really cool people.
People are like, oh, I appreciate all the free information. Send us a goddamn flux capacitor if you really care about us.
Well, I was about to say, like, we have really cool people in our circle. You know, like
circle jerk.
Yeah. Like, we just got the best panties on the market. We get fucking this and that. But like, why don't they send us like some monsters?
We definitely don't know anybody intelligent, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, we have an email of somebody at Monster now. So.
Monster! I know somebody listening right now works for Monster. There's just no way they don't.
They do something.
They do something for Monster.
I don't know.
Well, maybe, athletes maybe, but...
I'm sure.
But actually
somebody.
Work for...
Well, like, so I don't know how many people actually listen to this. We're all confused, but we could just name something and somebody could help us, right? Like,
maybe.
We need a painter. Someone would fucking email us to paint. But when it comes to Monster, these guys are fucking holding out on us.
It just comes in anything intelligent. We can't really seem to get any help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's usually where we're at.
Or good looking.
Yeah.
We were talking about how fat all you guys are.
Yeah, we got fat, ugly people listening to us.
I will say that the tide has turned at some point in terms of Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. You know, 2 years ago, everybody that friend requested me on Facebook, sorry guys, was a fat powerlifter. And now that isn't so much the case.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
Less fat power. Because
we're in the future. A couple weeks ago, we ran a push-up contest, and everybody got all butthurt about it. Like, yeah, those aren't full rep push-ups. We don't care. We're just trying to have fun with some push-ups. Anyways, and there was a bunch of ladies that entered. Not even that many dudes. It's more ladies than dudes.
Yeah, and a dog sniffed some girl's butt. That was amazing.
Yeah, some girl with a big butt's doing push-ups.
Yep.
And her dog comes and sniffs it.
We got to have that dog on the podcast.
Ask him his experiences.
Yeah, ask that dog some questions.
If that dog could talk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's been places, I bet. Something dogs, like man, they're really into crotches. Like, they probably... Yeah. I think it's true. Like, you... Mark was talking about how humans look at each other's crotches, regardless. Like, chicks look at dudes' dicks just because.
Well, and yeah, the reverse is
of
true.
Course.
And the same
is
sex
true.
Is true as well.
Yeah.
Whoa. You've looked at my junk?
Everyone looks at everyone's crotches, yes.
Yeah, so then...
It's the benching.
Oh, yeah, benching. I don't doubt it.
Yeah, how do you not look... Yeah.
But then it's not
like
that
right
weird that a dog, like, shoves his face in there to greet you.
I don't know.
Maybe. I mean, you would do it if it was acceptable.
Yeah.
If it was socially acceptable and Andy and your kids accepted it, you would shove your head in everybody's crotch to say hello.
Probably their butt. I'd probably go in the back door. Give it a good whiff.
And just sniff it?
Yeah.
Wiggle around and leave?
Be like, this guy doesn't know how to wipe.
You could learn a lot from him, huh?
Yeah. You can learn what they ate for the day.
Yeah. Oh.
Learn about their diet. Oh, flexible dieting.
What was Square Bar Willie telling us about? I don't know if this is top secret.
Formerly Square Bar Willie.
Oh, yeah. His name's just Square Bar.
No Job Willie.
a toilet that analyzes my poop.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, like, the analyzer, called it.
Yeah. Eat more protein, fatty. You know, it just fucking talks to you after you shit in it.
It's like, that was disgusting. Yeah, yeah. What's wrong with you? Yeah. See a doctor, motherfucker.
No more seconds, smelly.
Oh, my God.
That would be great.
Yeah, or it plays Smelly Cat from Friends.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
What are they feeding you?
Oh, my God.
I'll invest in it. Where do I send my check?
I don't know. I think his brother-in-law or something.
I'll send him money.
Yeah.
I'll take a trial. I'll take the protocol. No, really, though, because we were talking about this cup named Vessel. I don't know if we showed you, Jim. There's literally a glass, a drinking glass, and it looks all, you know, spaceship-y looking.
Yeah.
It's cool looking. But literally, whatever you pour in it, if we were to pour a white monster in there, the whole can, which is two servings, on the glass, it would say energy drink. It would light up in these fucking LED lights, tell you what substance is in there. I'm trying to describe this because we always forget we're on audio and not video. So I'm feeling like I'm a motherfucking excuse
my second
you.
Monster.
Goddamn, I'm trying to become like a book writer here and describe things in detail. So an LED light on this drinking glass vase, if you will, says energy drink, and then it says zero fat, two carbohydrate. Zero protein. And
so it's a like, chemical lab?
It's like analyzes the molecules and whatever. At least in the preview.
Tells you what's in it, yeah.
Yeah, the commercial, and it tells you its content. It'll say, oh, beer, 24
keeps
carbs,
track of
0.8% alcohol or whatever.
Allows you to track stuff, too. So you can track your calories.
Yeah, you can connect
you can track
it to
your
an app.
Hydration, your calorie, or your... Yeah. Your hydration for the day, your calorie intake from the day from liquids.
Yeah, I think they can attach it to an app and then also attach it to like a calorie counter.
Oh,
wristband.
Your caffeine, they said, you know.
Yeah, it tells you how much caffeine. How nuts is that? That blows my fucking mind off.
Yeah.
I love
that
shit.
Well, if you hold it, and it's like when you go to like turn it, then it lights up. And
it'll analyze it. And we were talking about like, that's cool. Like, I love it because I track my food, and I'm sure you guys would like it just because it's fucking cool. But it's not going to solve obesity problems because it goes way beyond.
Just another tool to
comprehension.
Help people,
yeah. It's just addiction is our main issue here with fat people. They don't care. They know what's in there. They don't give a fuck. But going back to that toilet analysis, it's the same technology.
Yeah.
It's just analyzing my shit and telling me, like, eat more protein, eat more fiber. Like, that'd be fucking great.
This cup thing, it was, they kind of mentioned tracking your calories, it just not being, like, enough, like trying to track your daily caloric intake on your own sometimes.
Yeah, or
just
expenditure.
Isn't enough. Yeah, or your expenditure actually is what they were talking about because of all those different cuffs and shit people make tell you how many calories you burn. But they were saying, you know, you got to track the calories that you're taking in as well.
Right.
You know, so.
Which is basically.
There's another tool to help you with that.
Yeah, which is, you know, basically all the bullshit all these flexible dieters do and anything. Anyways, they just keep their calorie expenditure constant, hopefully, because you're doing the same workouts week to week and then track your intake.
That's crazy. And this thing exists.
I think
pre-order. It's $100.
Yeah, that's so
it's
cheap.
Just $100.
I'm going to buy one.
Yeah. It's supposed to be like $199 and it's marked down for now, you know. Sometimes some of these pre-ordered things like this thing we're talking about, it could also be like it could be a long time before the product comes out. Sometimes they take a lot of sales before they launch it just because it might cost so much money to order.
Kind of like a Kickstarter kind of deal.
Yeah,
it might be a little bit like that. I mean, I did see it said pre-order on there, but I have no idea how long.
Yeah, I didn't look into it much, but I guarantee it's from the Bay Area. If it's not from Silicon Valley,
it has to be. I don't know. Hopefully it works just like it's promised, but I know that there was a Kickstarter that came out probably 6-8 months ago that was a coffee pot that roasted your coffee beans, would grind them, and then make your coffee.
I love that.
However, it has yet to hit the market.
And it probably sucks.
And they keep reducing features that people feel like they already paid for.
Right.
And, you know, because the technology was challenging. And then they made it like like Keurig, where it's, you know, a digital rights management coffee. What the hell is that? Is there? Did you bring the puppy in that box?
I should have brought a puppy.
You just kick something?
Yeah. You're Wang.
Anyway, I would be concerned about that. But
yeah.
But something I was talking about earlier that's a totally different topic.
Yeah, we're all over the place.
Yeah,
I
know where we're going to bring this one home. So I'm comfortable just being out here in the wilderness. But that American Giant hoodie that has a 4-month waiting list or something like that.
Yeah, why is that?
It's only $89, supposed to be the best hoodie ever.
Yeah, I don't know. I like hoodies, but...
I remember back in the day... Land's End used to sell the original champion reverse weave hoodie.
Yeah.
It was the fucking best sweatshirt ever. And these people took some of the ideas from that. Like, under the arm is gusseted, so it stretches. So when you lift your arms up, the whole thing doesn't come up, you know? Just really high quality materials. I think that's what they're trying to do here. Although it's for skinny people.
I feel
it's
like
fitted.
I'm all about that. Fitted and get it. I feel like everything in every
fitted
industry,
hoodie sometimes is not a great concept, though, just because...
The one you got me is, I look so good in it.
Yeah, but that's stretchy.
Yeah, I guess
the problem
right.
becomes like wearing something underneath it, like we talked about earlier, like something being too tight, and then you have your fucking collar pushing up on your goddamn throat.
Yeah, same thing with dress
shirts. Like a sweatshirt can be that way.
Dress shirts are that way. Even if you get fitted, it'll be tapered towards your waist, but if you have like shoulders or lats, you're going to rip that thing like the fucking Hulk.
Because they have to start with the shoulder measurement that exists and taper in.
Going to fucking blow it right out. Like
but I feel like every industry is starting to move to like really high quality things. Like that's the goal of every. I know that's kind of the goal for everything. But there was kind of a point where, like in the fitness industry, everybody sells a T-shirt. We've talked about that. But everybody at least is trying to sell a nice T-shirt. They're not all trying to sell a piece of shit T-shirt. They're trying to do nice hoodies. They're trying to do nice snapbacks. They're trying to do nice things. And even like that, like it's just an $80 hoodie, which is kind of expensive. But their whole goal is to make the best fucking hoodie in the world,
right?
Which is cool. Rather than like, oh, we're going to try to be like everybody else and just make a hoodie.
Right. The thing that surprises me is that they're not charging more for it, because I would. If I were trying to make the best hoodie in the world, I would charge $125, $150 for it.
Yeah, I don't know if we talked about it on here, but like Stance Socks. This is company Socks, you know, and like socks have always been overlooked as an accessory. And then this company Stance comes out and tries to make a really high quality one and a really like fashionably one or whatever, you know. Right. And they're $20 a pair. But, like, they're comfortable, and they're so unique. Like, I appreciate that. I only have one pair. I'm not going to go buy my whole wardrobe in them. I can't
It's complicated to make good clothes. Like, even, like, the hoodie that you're wearing right now, I think it's, like, predominantly cotton on the inside, right?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
So, like, when you have a cotton shirt, a cotton hoodie, you would think you're going to wear a hoodie because it's cold out. If you're wearing something long sleeve underneath it and you go to put your hoodie on, then it's kind of awkward to get it on unless it has like slippery shit on the inside of it.
It has to be a jacket.
Like
not a sweatshirt.
A jacket. Yeah. Under Armour does a pretty good job of that with some of their products. That the Reebok thing is kind of cool because the entire thing is very like thin.
It's like a spandex windbreaker. That's how you describe
it. It's weird getting that thing off. It's like you're caught in a fucking spider web.
Or a condom.
yeah, you're caught in like a fucking giant condom. It's
comfy though. I love that jacket.
But for me, jackets and shit are kind of complicated because I can't move my shoulders very good. So I have to like get specific ones. If my arm doesn't slide in very good, if I get grabbed by anything, I can't really get it on that good. And when I go to like throw my arms up to kind of get into it and kind of, you know, you kind of jerk yourself into it a little bit, then my shirt underneath is all fucked up. So it's a much more complicated process.
Right.
It takes
10 minutes to put it on and get it all situated.
Pulling on it, tugging on it, trying to fucking.
That's only a process of like a selection, let alone actually like manufacturing.
Also, I thought that like I was the only one that has that problem, but I see people all over the place, older people getting their jackets on and shit.
Yeah,
no,
tons. The way your jacket is designed, the arms are like pretty fucking back.
Kids can't get a jacket on until they're in seventh grade by themselves.
Yeah, they always have to have like somebody help. You know, you wonder why the jacket doesn't have the arms almost more forward than anything else.
More like a bench shirt.
more like a bench shirt. Those are so easy to get on.
Yeah, simple. All we need like fucking church.
You only need like three people.
Yeah, but just stick your arm straight into it.
All right, back on script.
So I know the one thing that I was intrigued about talking about was the issue of trying to find failure. And
we're great at failing around here.
Muscular failure?
Everything we try is a fucking muscular failure.
You want to pass me that other monster? I'm going to fall asleep over here for some reason.
It's probably because I'm talking.
It's because your breath and your butt.
Oh.
God, we're going to get so off.
Shake it up for you a little bit.
Shook the shit out of this monster.
Now you're fucked.
That's all right. I'm going to open it on his fucking pan.
Yeah, we're just talking about this sets and reps thing, and Mike and I and a few other guys followed along. We did some cluster training, clusterfuck training a few weeks ago. And here at Super Training, we've also used the Thompson squat method, brought to us by Donnie Thompson, who's a former world record holder in the total and the squat. We've done dynamic effort and max effort and all different kinds of different
medium
ways.
Medium
efforts. Some maximal weights. We've done some mediocre shit. A lot of different types of exercise and movements and bands and chains and all these different things. And really, what it always kind of comes down to is pushing yourself as hard as you can and finding failure, you know, getting near or close to failure. On most of your harder, tougher sets and reps. And we kind of were just fucking around the other day with doing 3 sets of 10 on the bench and 3 sets of 10 on some of the assistant stuff. I'm like, where did 3 sets of 10 come from? You know, like who decided this?
It had to be Weider or somebody.
Somebody's going to tell us.
Maybe,
it's beyond that. We don't actually care who.
Bill Starr is famous for the 5s to 5. And
yeah.
The 3 sets of 10, yeah, it probably did come from like muscle and power or some shit.
The point is that you go 3 sets of 10, almost regardless of strength or hypertrophy goals. Obviously, there's more technicalities to it. We're looking broad here, so don't quote us. But right. You go 3 sets of 10. Really hard reps, or you go 10 sets of 3, really hard reps, your general volume is going to be the same, and your general outcome is going to be the same.
Right.
And if you do 10 sets of 3, you know, if you're trying to do speed work, we don't just like haphazardly do speed work. I mean, maybe the percentage is a little haphazard because maybe we don't really calculate it or care a ton about what the fuck percentage it is versus
right.
How much band tension is on there versus
your
how
effort
much
into
chain.
The bar should be the same.
Yeah, you're trying to like break shit. You're trying to be like violent. There's really no other way of putting it. You're trying to like smash into the bar as hard as and violently as you possibly can.
Right.
And same thing with bodybuilding, talking to a bunch of guys. You know, I know Mark talked to Stan. You know, now that Mark and I are kind of hitting two basically just bodybuilder workouts with our jacked and
bodybuilding
workouts with our shoulder and tries in the back and by, and Mark's just trying to get advice from the Rhino. And then we talked to Stepani, and we talked to a bunch of other experts. And basically, you know, they say like, you know, the pump's okay. That's kind of just an aftermath of what
it's a byproduct.
Yeah, of your fatigue to your muscles or how you train them. And same with soreness and all this. Like, that's just all bullshit. What you need to do is try to get towards muscular failure for a set, for an exercise, mm-hmm. for a workout. And then that's when you're, you know, hypertrophic.
Mm-hmm.
The hypertrophy.
Yeah, but it's an interesting journey to get to that point for every person. And I think we were talking about this last night, that we can watch somebody lifting and, you know, 85-90% of the time we can tell what their last set should be.
Right.
We just by looking at them, okay, you're done there. Not necessarily a grinder, but
yeah,
there's just something about the way they move. There's a change. There's,
yeah.
You know,
that's
just
something maybe too why, you know, we may be opposed to programming, is that we're a little more experienced of maybe, you know, I haven't been lifting as long as a lot of lifters or a lot of coaches, but I've been I've experienced a lot from my lifting age.
Right.
I've seen a lot of people lift for, you know, I've been coaching or training people for maybe 6 years, but I've been to tons of seminars. I train with different lifters every single day.
Right.
I coach people every single day. High level athletes, you know, Dave Ziske's top lifter in the world. He's a fucking stud, and I help him every single day. And so that kind of accelerated my learning process. But what I'm getting to is that we don't need a mathematical chart to show us what, when he should stop. 90, you know, a beginner will go to 92.5% because then they won't go to 100. You don't want to test your max. You want to strengthen your max in the gym. And we just know what that looks like. We don't need the percentage for it.
And you shouldn't need it. And, you know, if you're somebody out there who's like, well, I train by myself, or I train in a gym that doesn't have this and that, well, fucking find it.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. There's people that are hungry to get stronger everywhere. Nearly every person that runs competitions nowadays that I know, their fucking contests fill up quick. Powerlifting is becoming more and more popular all the time. There's some powerlifting, some form of powerlifting, where some people that are geared more towards powerlifting, and every single CrossFit in the entire United States, probably in the entire world, I think there's like 2,500 CrossFits in the U.S. alone. It is everywhere. So don't make the excuse of
2,500 in Sacramento.
it's probably way more than that.
It's 50 or something.
That was a number I heard a while back, and it's probably way the fuck higher than that. But, you know, don't make the excuse of you don't have this or access to that. We have guys here that drive an hour, hour and a half. Sometimes some people will be 2 hours. And some of them will drive, you know, every single weekend to come train with us.
I think we talked about this already, but the average time is probably a half an hour.
Right.
I mean, Jim now from the new location lives 10, 15 minutes.
10 to 15
Mark
minutes,
probably is the closest now with 10 minutes, 5 minutes.
Appropriate.
But then I'd say everybody else, literally I drive a half an hour.
Yeah.
Either, no matter what, to work, to lift, everything, I drive a half an hour. And that's probably the same for most guys. And Mark said there's a few that drive even further.
You got to think about what's going to give you the best opportunity for the best workout. One of my friends down in Los Angeles, Emilio, who's a little crazy sometimes.
Yep.
My boy Emilio Paez, formerly known as Big Fat Tito.
He's still kind of fat.
Oh, yeah.
He's still too fat.
He's way fat. Who
he's too fat.
Who
he's jacked, though. We got to give him that. He's
definitely changed a lot since I first met him, that's for fucking sure. And he's gotten a lot stronger. He's doing really well. But, you know, he came to the Barbell Brigade seminar that Mike and I did down there. And, you know, I invited him to it with the idea of, like, okay, I'm going to invite him to this. He's going to see this fucking place. And he's going to have no choice at all but to only train here. You know,
right.
He's not going to be able to train at Gold's and complain about somebody being in his way and all this shit. Like, don't complain about that
right.
shit. Try to make some changes. You know, try to make some changes that will allow you to put in a better effort, will allow you to not get frustrated with your training. So he's been training at Barbell Brigade here and there, and he deadlifts around 700, or maybe he's done 705 in competition, I think. There's a few other guys there that have deadlifted more than that.
Uh-huh.
And that's what you're looking for. That's
right.
The whole point, is you want to try to get around. And that's when you can drop your fucking programming stuff, because you can just be like, oh, you know what? Those guys lift a similar amount to me. I'm going to try to stick with them. Or even if somebody is quite a bit ahead of you, you try to stay within a certain distance of them all the time.
Right.
Not let them get too much further ahead than you.
Right.
To let them pile it on too much.
If you're training with somebody else, as long as they're, you know, relatively close to you, you can always figure out some kind of math in which it's a competition.
Right.
You're always better off lifting in a competitive environment. Period.
Same buzzword. You know, I think that's the biggest thing, is when we hate on things, we hate buzzwords. We don't actually hate the process of them, such as the word deload. Like, obviously, you have to manage your volume and you have to manage your training. You can't go balls to the wall every single day and not get injured and expect progress. But no matter what program, you know, Bulgarian or this or Shiko or Westside or daily undulating periodization, the cube, no matter what, there's going to kind of be three goals for the day. One is to give your body a break. We tend to do it in a speed work. We like to work on our form that way. Another program, you might just have a lower percentage day or a lower volume day. The other one is repetition, you know, which is a West Side term. But other places, it'll be volume. It'll be a 6x6, whatever. The point
could
is to
get... Could also use a small amount of rest or do drop sets or any of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, just to get more work in. That would be the intent, to get more work.
Force you to work your ass off, but use a lot less weight.
Yeah, basically. and then the third is to go heavy and touch something heavy, which Westside calls maximal effort. Other people might do three sets of one at 90% or whatever you want to call it. But those are basically the only three things you can do, or take a total day off. Those are your only options, no matter which way you cut it.
Right.
And so when we hate the buzzword deload and we hate the buzzword program and all that, it's not that we're hating on people that do programming for a living, even though we are. But there's great minds out there, and it's just all been said and done before. So you're coming up with, 14 sets of two. It's nothing special.
Right.
That's what we're hating on.
Yeah, it's all been around before. Louis has the quote of saying there's no new methods, only new exercises. And I fully agree with that. You'll as long as I've been doing this, I hear somebody say something new all the time, and it's almost always exercise related and not necessarily program related. Max Aida, coaching somebody that I coach from time to time, and the guy basically just said that Max said with each repetition for three reps, try to get yourself tighter on every repetition. And that's a method I've never heard of. I've never thought about that before. And I was like, Jesus Christ, that's really smart, though.
Right.
Know? And those are the types of little nuggets that you're looking for. Anyone can kind of learn from that. Anyone could grab, 135 pounds, 95 pounds, and anyone can kind of say, okay, I'm going to move this first one whatever way I want. But on each rep, I'm going to get a little tighter, and I'm going to try to push into it a little bit harder. I mean, that's not a hard concept to grab. I think anyone can kind of figure that out, no matter how uncoordinated you are.
At worst, the reps get better, and at best, they all look the same.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And then back to the three sets of 10, I think, from a logical standpoint of, in terms of, how the hell it came to be or whatever, I think there used to be a lot of light, medium, heavy. People would talk about, let's just say you're doing dumbbell work. You get to the gym. There used to not be a lot of warm-up stuff. I don't know why, but I've never heard of really much warm-up stuff, except for on the big lifts. There wasn't really no warm-up when you did, chest work. You would just start with, dumbbells, and
Are you talking about the pec deck?
You'd start with, pec decking. But you'd start with, 50 pounds. The next set would be 70, and the next set would be, 100 or 110.
Yeah.
And you'd do three sets of 10 with that. Yeah. And I think part of the reason for that is that when you do that last set of 10 is you're trying to find failure. And if you kind of reach failure, it's hard to reproduce another good set of 10 if you really did push it hard. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's where that comes from. And on the flip side of that, if you did three sets of 10 with something a little bit lighter and use the same weight the whole time, maybe use 90 pounds, you'll kind of achieve the same thing. The third set, the last few reps should be fairly hard. The intensity level should be pretty hard, to the point where you can't really do a fourth set for 10. I've heard Charles Poliquin say if there's a decrease of 2 to 3%, to simply move on.
Yeah.
And 2 to 3%, a lot of times it's just basically a repetition. It really just depends on what the hell you're doing. I know there could be a lot of math involved in that, but if you're doing five reps and you did three sets of five and your last set you only did four, your next set's not going to – most likely your next set's going to really suck and you're going to do three.
Yeah. Might as well move on.
Yeah, stuff like that. You might as well move on to something else.
And that's kind of where the slingshot comes in.
Oh, my God. Add a slingshot. Buy a slingshot. How much you mentioned on that?
My God. Chipotle.
It's my life.
It's my life.
Shit, now I got to try to find it and play it on
here. It's so funny. Have you seen that, Jim?
No, I've not.
It's this fat little Latin kid. He's six. And I don't know where the story is, but Fat Dan, our boy Bob Evans, told us that this little kid is making fun of white girls who love Chipotle.
Okay.
And he says something yeah.
Are there a lot of those?
I don't know. I didn't know that was a thing. I knew white girls and pumpkin was a thing. I don't know why, but I know that's
pumpkin
a thing.
Pumpkin spice?
Yeah, just pumpkin.
Have you seen that?
The douche?
Oh, no. That's a good one. I haven't seen that one. I've seen the condom one, though.
No, but I've heard of all that, but I haven't seen it.
Bob Evans. Let me see.
Yeah, it says, Chipotle, it's my life. And the kids, it's so funny. I don't know why. It's just because the kid's closing his eyes and freaking out, and he's seven.
Let's see if we can get this to play here.
I had something smart to say about RPE somewhere in there, but and I think that maybe is there a better way than RPE to figure out where failure is?
Yeah, I do a little bit of online coaching or whatever.
Chipotle is my life.
It's so weird. It's so I don't know why that's so popular or whatever, but
it cracks me up. Yeah,
welcome to the internet.
5 million views. Yeah, people talk about making viral videos. You couldn't have planned that.
Amazing.
Hey, come here, fat little Mexican kid. Let's fucking tell me you love Chipotle.
I love getting an email from someone who tells me they want to make a viral video.
Was that have a virus involved with it?
Yeah, you can't set out to make a viral video.
Yeah,
not a real one anyway.
Yeah, let's make it Ebola.
Yeah, I mean,
which virus are you looking at?
There are some things that are, going to get a lot of views, but trying to set out to make something viral is not.
I think if it was going to be possible, someone would figure it out by now, and then they would make.
Yeah,
a lot
YouTube
of money.
Would have shut down because there would be a glitch in making money off of YouTube because figured out how to make viral video after viral video.
You occasionally have somebody do something really spectacular, but you know, like Eric Spoto doing the 727 bench here,
which is
you know, but
ridiculous. And that wouldn't even got popular if Yahoo News wouldn't have picked it up.
Right,
it has a million views or whatever. If Yahoo News wouldn't have picked it up, it would have had 100,000 or whatever,
1.3 million, something like
that.
Whereas the Reddit picked up the Mendelsohn thing, and it's got well over 2 million, and probably should have a lot more than that.
Yeah. I mean, things you don't know what'll happen. Your fall probably has 100,000, but if Yahoo News wanted to do something on dangers of CrossFit, they would have thrown your fucking video on there.
Yeah.
You know? Something like that happens.
Because
all the
one
time
you said CrossFit.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yep.
Mark Smelly Bell was freaking out the other day. He was at the end of a workout, he was squatting 500 pounds.
Squat!
And no knee
just
sleeves for the first time of his
yeah.
life, and Robot wasn't there spotting him close enough. He almost cried.
Oh, yeah.
You're so sad.
Maybe Robot had a boner and he was
backing
off.
You don't
squat
trust
that often without a lot of stuff on.
Yeah, you know? You don't trust us.
No.
I don't blame you.
There's no reason to trust you guys.
I was running the mono.
You guys all suck.
What else have we got to talk
about? You need
to
get a sundress. And run the mono lift.
But so that's why you bought the new mono. We have an outward facing mono, so you don't see the guy in the sundress running it.
Mm-hmm. Nothing like a hot guy in a sundress.
What is a sundress? I don't even get it. I mean, like, I get it, but why is it named a sundress?
Get
your vagina some fucking air and some sun.
Well, like, the only place it really touches is like the shoulders. If you think about it.
What if you have really big boobs?
What if it's rainy day?
Yeah, what if you wear a sundress on a rainy day?
Well, you don't.
I've got sunshine.
I don't know what you wear on a sundress.
In a bag.
I don't know.
How was your Christmas, Smelly?
My Christmas was amazing. Did I have it yet?
Did you get any presents?
I don't remember Santa Claus coming to my house.
Your presents make me feel so awkward and anxious. I hate giving them. I hate receiving them.
You hate receiving them?
Yeah, I hate receiving gifts.
Because
it makes me anxious.
You're not going to be able to play it off right.
Even if I do like it, I don't play it off right.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I have some acting skills. You know, I'm a thespian at heart, if you know what I mean.
Lesbian? Mm-hmm.
But I like, even if you give me something, whatever I really like a fucking case of Monsters, I'll be like, I still can't, like, make, I can't show how genuinely I appreciate it. I can't show that. And then I feel like a piece of shit.
That's because that's gay.
Maybe.
Yeah. It's a fucking man zone barrier that you can't fucking
I just can't break it down.
Yeah, you can't be like, dude, I really love the present you gave me. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, bro.
You just can't do it.
Yeah.
It should be that simple, but you can't. I understand.
Well, I think that
and
maybe
the opposite.
I would propose that you shouldn't get a really cool gift from a
guy.
Dude.
Yeah.
If you're a straight guy, you shouldn't get a really great gift from a straight guy.
Yeah, but even the opposite, like if I hate it and I want to like fake pretend like, oh, that's awesome, this fucking...
I don't have much of a poker face. I will be
honest
with
you. Yeah, I suck at all of it.
What if I got you Chipotle? Chipotle is my life.
Yeah, that's my favorite. So last year, the class I teach, they gave me a Chipotle gift card, and I fucking love that. Like, that's the best gift ever. They gave me like $50 to Chipotle. I was so stoked. But I couldn't like say thank you genuinely. They probably thought I was an asshole.
Like, hey, man, remember last year we gave them that Chipotle card?
Yeah,
and
you hated
fucking
it. Yeah, so they're not going to give it again.
Never used it.
What's the right reaction? Like,
I don't
thanks
know.
Everybody.
Girls are
you're,
good at it.
Do you,
you're
do you,
right. Girls
fucking,
are good
you
at
run,
it.
You run out of the room, fucking like pretending you like won the Super Bowl or something.
Yeah.
Screaming.
I'm going right now. Burritos on me.
Do you hug them all individually?
Yeah. See, I suck at all this. I suck at being social.
I don't know. There was a big presentation of gifts to Mark Smelly Bell for his birthday.
Hey now,
his in
December 10th.
December 10th. His
birthday.
Why
are you so old?
And like, how did 38? I wasn't here to see this. So how did you handle it?
He cried and like started spanking.
No, I didn't know. I didn't know anybody was giving me anything, so it was a little weird because Robot had like
a
bag, and then he was giving me like he gave me like a shitload of cards, and I'm like,
Robot asked me, he's like, because we had this whole plan for a long time, and Robot asked me, he's like, should I like wrap it and stuff? I was like, Mark's not gonna give a fuck, and he's like, all right, well, I'll just bring it in a bag. I was like, yeah, that'll be best.
So what he gave you was the leftovers first,
right?
And
so
then he backed into the big things.
So the posters and stuff we just laid out because we
all
couldn't
stuff
hang
got
it
from like last year. Probably.
Yeah, we had like
never used.
We had posters we were going to try to get Smelly, but then we couldn't hang them because the gym was about to be painted.
Right.
So we just laid them out kind of, and he saw those. And then he comes in with like a box from Costco and just starts handing them like gift cards and stuff.
Yeah, it was awkward.
It was great.
It was awkward.
That's and everybody's true. Like crowded around.
Well, Robot
that
is,
part was weird.
Yeah,
Robot's one of the most awkward people any of us has ever known.
Oh, Roman.
So,
he's a little awkward.
Beep, boop, beep, boop.
He just hacked into the fucking PowerCast.
Uh-oh.
I will say that one of the...
Tapping into the account.
One of the stranger and interesting gifts was the pictures of Pete Rubish's washer and dryer.
Yes.
That's.
We now have posters of the Pete Rubish's washer and dryer hanging behind our deadlift
platform.
Are they
actually his?
They're actually his. We got them from him.
They're authentic.
Yeah. They're
those
authentic,
are authentic,
yes.
Rubish family washer and dryer. We went through effort for that.
That's amazing.
How funny
is that?
He went home for Thanksgiving and took pictures
for us. Shout out to Pete Rubish.
Yeah, they're dead.
Pete
they're
Rubish.
Dead on too. You know,
yeah, it's so actually, funny. There's like OxyClean on one of
like
them.
Like one
something.
Of, I think it's like there's stuff in there.
Yeah. Fucking Pete Rubish's thong is sitting in one of them drying.
they're almost life size too.
Yeah, they're great. Yeah, it's fucking hilarious.
It's weird. Put that bad boy right behind the banded deadlift platform.
Yeah, it'd be great. Oh, yeah. So funny. And then we got the Slanger patent. Threw that on a poster.
Those are pretty fat.
Yeah, throw that in here somewhere.
Or throw that somewhere.
Yeah, we got walls everywhere.
Whole deck of gift cards.
Yes.
That's where you started off.
Yes, lots.
Chipotle is my life.
Lots of coffee.
Lots of coffee.
Yeah, your poor butthole.
I can hit every coffee spot. But there's I have weird things. I don't use gift cards. That's
weird
thing.
Forget to.
I know I have them. I don't even use them. I just pay. I just buy it. I don't fucking care.
I wish I had that issue.
They're just sitting in my wallet. I don't know why. I don't use
the only one that I use is Starbucks, and it's because it's loaded on my phone.
Oh, that's nice. I don't have any of that shit. My wallet's so empty. I got a license picture from when I was fucking 15.
God, you look ridiculous.
I have like an SPF card. I have a GameStop card.
Mm?
What's your son Jake's into playing Halo now? That's so great. That was my fucking shit.
He plays some video games.
Halo is so good. That's such a fun game.
All kids, they fucking love Minecraft, which is hilarious.
I don't even know what it is.
Well, because Minecraft doesn't even have, the big thing for years was the progression of the graphics.
Right.
And the graphics got better and better, and then for some reason.
Retro.
Something like Minecraft comes along, and it's all like, it looks pixelated.
But there's not even like levels too, right? Like even games now, there's not so many levels. Like you buy Call of Duty, and you kind of go through this thing. But like the whole thing with like I used to play a lot of Ninja Turtle fucking games.
Yeah.
Like you'd beat this level, and then you beat that boss, and then you beat level 2, and then level 3 boss. Like that's just how it goes. And all you want to do is beat the fucking boss. Games aren't like that anymore. Like Minecraft doesn't even have levels, right?
I think
you just go hiking around.
You build shit and stuff.
I don't even know.
You can kill zombies and stuff.
That's so weird.
That's crazy.
He always beats up Quinn, though. There's like some person he's like creeping around. And
he calls
says,
it Quinn in there?
Well, it says Quinn over top of the head. I don't know if she's like playing or not playing or what. But yeah, he beats the hell out of it all the time. I don't know what he's doing. But he's like,
great.
He'll randomly bring up stuff about it, which is funny. Like he's just like, the other day he's in the bathroom and he's like brushing his teeth or something and he gets done. He's like, hey dad. I was like, what? He's like, you know, in Minecraft, you can build your own house. I'm like, yeah. He's like, well, you can blow it up too. He's like, you can get dynamite, and he's like, you can totally like blow it up.
And
it was random, totally unprovoked. We weren't talking about anything.
I might be wrong.
He just like brought it up out of nowhere. I'm like, that is so awesome. That's
I think
so
there's
random.
Like little codes, like almost like programming. So like you can learn different things as you go. You know, so he probably just figured out like, oh, if I type this code in, I can get dynamite. And
yeah,
I think that's how it goes.
Yeah,
I might be
wrong.
I might be way off.
I don't know how it works. I don't know what's going on.
I don't either. What's back on our script? Enough video game talks.
Let's see. What else we got? I was going to say we've been squatting 3 times a week. There's really nothing all that great to comment on that.
Except for these huge fucking quads.
Yeah. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Whoop, whoop. we've been doing some squats 3 times a week just to try to add in some frequency.
Mobility.
There's a bunch of different ways to fucking skin a cat, and this is the way that we're skinning it.
Skin a pussy?
Yeah. There's a bunch of different ways to go about doing things. You can, smash on your squats fucking hardcore every other week like the little bridges do. Or you can add in more frequency and squat every day the way Max Aida used to do. You know, it's just a lot of different ways of doing things. And Mike and I decided to incorporate some squats 3 times a week about a month and a half ago, 2 months ago.
It's feeling good. Feels good on my hips.
Yeah, and it's been going pretty good. We have some days where it's just bad. I mean, it's just flat out bad. But we'll sometimes won't use any weight hardly.
I was going to say, yes. There's some days, our third squat day we added before our benching, and we'll go to 2 plates.
Yeah.
Who cares?
And there's sometimes we'll do a box squat or something like that. We'll do something a little bit different. We've been squatting kind of heavyish on Saturday, and then we've been following it up with some speed squats. That's something a little good. Different that we haven't messed with. The first set or two of box squats feels really weird and kind of awkward, but then after that, it gets a little bit better.
I guess we'll be doing a heavier free squat and then speed box squat.
I'd say Saturday is kind of the main squat day. Yeah. And then Tuesday, the squat is used as an accessory to the deadlift, as a secondary barbell movement.
Get some volume in.
And then on the bench day, it's just usually used to kind of like warm up.
Anything to move.
Just moving around.
Moving and grooving.
So you're sort of doing a sort of a max effort squat on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. And then like last night I did a...
Yeah, what were you doing? Was it? You went off your rocker. How many monsters did you have?
What was... what the fuck day was it? Tuesday. Yeah, Tuesdays are usually our lower body day. It's usually some form of like deadlift. So we did some deadlifting. We did some sumo deadlifting and then... We went into some squats. I did a couple sets of six, and then I was like, I feel pretty good. So then I went up to like five plates and just did a single. I just wanted to kind of feel it out more for timing rather than anything else. I know if I was to try to do some reps with it and probably get out of position, feel like shit, I just wanted to hammer one that just felt good. And so I did one rep.
Yeah, I didn't feel good at all.
It wasn't like a max attempt or anything, and it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't the fastest squat of all time, but it just trying to...
Yeah, you went kind of deep. It looked like your hips dislocated. I've never seen you move
like
that.
Oh, they fucking hurt so bad, yeah.
You want me to rub those things down?
Yeah.
Did you throw a Mark Pro? Have you ever thrown a Mark Pro on your hip? Like, I throw it on
during
the hip flexor.
Squat?
That'd be scary. But I throw it on the hip flexor in the front.
Fucking, oh my God.
Yeah, we talked about
my,
this.
Like, abdominal cramp up. That hurt so bad.
I told you, like, I put it on my hip flexor, and it would, like, resonate all the way down to no man's land.
Mm.
And, like, it would, like, cramp and vibrate.
In a good way?
No, really weird feeling, you know, like electricity like going through your abs into your fucking lower abdominal wall.
Into your butthole?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, I had a...
I'm a huge fan of that thing, though.
The butthole?
No, the Mark Pro.
Oh, I had someone work on my psoas before, and that is weird. That, like, is connected to your asshole somehow.
I've never had someone work on it, but
I roll
on Kelly's ball on my psoas.
Yeah.
And, like, you'll just sit on it, and like, oh, okay, that really hurts. And then, like, 3 seconds later, you're just like... Yeah. I feel a little better. Like my psoas is
It's a fart button.
Yeah, it's the mobility.
Psoas
fucking
need to fart.
Yeah.
The kettlebell handle is pretty good.
Yeah,
psoas.
So good. That's... That hurts too.
But I can't even get that area like worked on. It's like way too tight. I like
you
punch
too ticklish.
People.
I don't think it's possible for somebody else to do it very, very much. Very
yeah,
well.
I had to put my hand on the spot and then they had to like dig in that way. It was weird. It was
they're holding weird. Your hand. Some guy was holding your hand.
Not
holding
just
your
some
psoas.
Guy, some giant black guy.
very Bill Cosby.
My boy Monty. Yep. He was digging in on that shit.
That sounds very...
God,
weird.
That hurt.
Yeah, the psoas gets really tight. I think it has to do with our fucking butt sticking out and stuff. Did you just fart?
No, it's my stomach, actually.
Too much caffeine.
Yeah, that wasn't my asshole yet.
Mark just fucking...
Yeah, my stomach went rumble.
Sounded like a fucking Jimi Hendrix song.
Surfing the mic on his stomach.
No, if I fart, I gotta kind of, lean to.
Yeah,
the
why
side.
Do people do
next
that?
Next power cast.
Can you not let it out
for power? For more power.
You can't let it out sitting straight up.
No, you can.
Your cheeks are too deep.
You can, but you want to get more power. Yeah, it's better to spread them out a little bit.
Yeah, what if you just so you lean. Wiggle it? And
what
open
about
up?
In school off those fucking wooden chairs?
Yeah,
like those old wooden chairs. Just the vibration.
Yeah,
would be astronomical. It'd be so loud.
What about Ben Alderman's kid?
Oh, yeah, shit, like totally farting when he's dead.
Sounds like he rips his boxers and rips the fucking garage door down.
Oh, my God.
That's the loudest kid fart I've ever heard.
Yeah, sound like a fucking old carpet ripping.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
He was so surprised, poor kid.
We got to do some lifting now, don't we?
Yeah, I'm going to try to do some back and buys. I got to go with these lats out. I got to deadlift 700 pounds. Eric Hart told me I can't get no grape amino X until I deadlift 700. Little does he know, that's right around the fucking corner.
I was going to say, do you know how far away that is?
Yeah, he knows it. He thought he was like, 700 pounds, so Michael's like, no, it's on the way, buddy. Come on down.
What a jerk.
I think he's hanging out with the Lillibridges. What is he doing?
Why don't you just do like a reverse band and just send it to him?
Yeah.
I'll just crop out the band.
Yeah, either way, fuck him.
Yeah,
I'm going to fucking do it.
Yeah, he is.
They're off blocks. I could get off some blocks, 4-inch blocks.
Yeah, come on. Do something. Do something with your life.
I'm doing it.
Damn it.
Yeah, I don't know. He took a selfie. He was, like, taking a pee, and then Ernie Lillibridge Jr. took a selfie with him. You didn't see that? Ernie Lillibridge Jr. is at the
scene.
Yeah.
So Glanbia, which is that owns BSN, is in Illinois. So it's out near the Lillibridges. So Eric Hart ends up in that area every once in a while.
Oh.
Brand manager, Eric Hart, BSN.
Brand manager.
He'll be on the podcast soon enough in January.
A week or two.
January.
Which is this month.
Yeah,
a week or two.
In the future.
That's January's. Me and him will have brand managing conversations together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you
the
can talk
Slingshot
about
band, man.
All the managing of bands that you do.
Yeah, I'll tell him how to fucking
These
brand
chicks
this
don't
thing.
Even know the name of your band.
These chicks don't my even band, know the band. Band. So get on stage, right? Drop the mic. That's one of the best Eminem songs
it's
ever.
So funny.
He's amazing. Funny shit. What's he doing?
I don't know.
Let's get him on here. He's probably touched a weight in his
He
life.
Wouldn't answer any of our questions, I don't think. He
can't be too high.
He's like anti-fucking interviewer.
He might be anti-white guy, too. You never know. There's some weird people out there.
I think he only likes black people.
Somebody said cracker. So there's this black... What song was it? A African-American rapper. It might have been Rick Ross. He talked to... He's like, Andy's crackers. Like, why can he call me a cracker? Why is that okay?
I don't know.
That shouldn't be okay.
Sounds good to me.
I don't think that's okay.
I could eat a cracker about right now.
Yeah. Fuck you, buddy. I'm no saltine.
And some soup?
And some soup, yeah. Absolutely.
I'd like to welcome Bones Jones to the fucking Reebok world.
Yeah.
How dope is that?
And Ronda Rousey.
And Kendrick fucking Lamar. Those are like three of my favorite people.
Yeah, they're rallying up everybody.
These are a few.
I think we were talking about
the
UFC people
are
getting pissy, though. Some of the
fighters. We were talking about this last night because they're not going to sign everybody, right? I mean,
No. It's just like the NFL, right? So there's, you know, Peyton Manning used to be with Reebok, but the league is with Nike.
He's
totally
still is.
Separate. Yeah, it's totally
they
separate.
Still have the Mannings for some reason randomly.
So they they're paying some kind of sponsorship fee to the UFC in general, right?
Yep. Just like Budweiser does the NFL.
And then they're signing endorsement deals with particular
That's what
athletes.
It sounds like. Yep.
That makes sense.
That's what it sounds like. Like even in the NBA jerseys.
I think they were probably somewhat forced to as well. Like in the entire agreement because Nike was infiltrating. It only makes sense that they probably said, you know, along with the deal with us, you got to make deals with some of these other guys.
So they've got a quota.
Probably. Maybe. I mean, that's a total wild guess.
Yeah,
I'm
looking
guessing.
At other leagues. I don't know either. But, you know, in the NBA, your warm-ups, your jersey, everything else has to be Adidas. Every single team, no matter what. But then
I don't know if Bones was the only, like, Nike guy. I mean, I think
Ronda was with Nike.
Yeah, they also had
But supposedly Bones got dropped because of that fight.
Yeah, that fight or whatever.
Mm. He's so funny. That interview on ESPN cracked me up.
What did they have the other guy? What was the other guy they had? They have Anderson Silva. Nike has Anderson Silva.
Oh, I didn't know that. He's about to fight, right?
Yeah, he's coming back.
Bones Jones is on the 3rd. That's when this is dropping?
No, this is dropping on the 6th.
I'm so stoked. Bones Jones. Is that at the Slanger Mansion?
Yeah.
I'll bring the wings.
I'll be coming back from... wherever the fuck I'm out.
Tahoe. Yeah, you'll be just on the way back, right?
Yeah.
That'll be the weekend after?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I'm so in. Sign me up.
Yeah, today is January 7th.
And so the fight is the weekend before this? It's the day after New Year's. The Bones Jones fight is the day after New Year's.
Well, New the Year's 3rd. Is on a 1st. That would be the day after New Year's. It would be
two days.
New Year's.
Day after tomorrow?
Yeah.
That's a great Tom Cruise film.
I got to pee. All these monsters are talking to me.
Edge of tomorrow. All right, let's get out of here.
All right. Find me at Silent Mike with 2Ks. 2015, we're about to take over the fucking world. Be prepared.
Multiply your hustle. Multiply your muscle. I'm at Mark's Millie Bell on Instagram and the Twitters, and may all your shits be tapered.
I'm Jim McD, STTV, everywhere that I would want you to find me. Follow the show on Instagram, at Mark Bell's Powercast, Twitter, STJimSack, Facebook.com/SupertrainingJim. Leave us a rating or review because that makes a difference to all of us. Check out our sponsors because they bring you us. And we'll talk to you soon.
Subscribe to Power Magazine at thepowermagazine.com. If you choose the digital edition, you can catch up on all the great back issues, take your training to the next level with Slingshot products at howmuchyoubench.net, and look for BSN products including NO Explode at bodybuilding.com. Mark Bell's Powercast is a production of supertraining.tv.